you will now please be seated, we are going to have a wonderful program that's brand new this year, written and directed by Doug Ebach. The Sunday school children will perform a mini play for you. So hold on to your seats. It's pretty adorable.
This is the children's Christmas pageant, and they've been rehearsing very hard, and you actually have a little part to do in this. At three points during the show, we're going to sing the first verse of a Christmas carol, and the lyrics are in your bulletin, so we would ask you to join in when you hear the music start. And with that, we now take you to a stable in Bethlehem as night falls.
Quiet, I'm trying to sleep.
I beg your pardon.
Don't mind him, kid.
He's in a bad mood because all the coming and going at the inn has kept us awake.
Shut your beaks, chickens.
I wonder what has caused the humans to go running about so.
The human king has ordered them to return to the place of their ancestors, so they may be counted.
Typical human foolishness. I'll tell you how many there are. Too many.
I like my humans. They are very kind.
Look. Those two intend like they intend to sleep here.
Ridiculous.
Those two are my humans. There's no room at the inn, so they must sleep in the stable with us.
Well, that's just terrific. Just what we need. A bunch of smelly humans in our stable. Probably snore, too.
No creature snores as loud as you, goat.
Quiet, chickens.
Oh, fine. Go ahead. Sleep in the hay. That's just our dinner for the next week.
See? See, this is what I'm saying. Humans in the stable are nothing but trouble.
So, kid, where are you from?
Nazareth.
Nazareth? That's quite a long journey.
Yes, I am very tired. Many days with the woman on my back.
You carried her all the way from Nazareth? She must weigh a ton.
She's going to have a child.
Yeah, I could see that. She looks ready to give birth any moment.
It's a shame she must travel at this late stage.
She is more wary than I. It was a hard journey for her.
Well, kid, welcome to Bethlehem. Time to hit the hay.
Chickens.
The human. The woman is about to give birth.
Ew.
You hush, goat. This is a beautiful moment.
I wonder if it will be a boy or a girl. It's their first, you know.
How exciting.
Come on, Mary. You can do it.
It's a boy.
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 He's beautiful.
They named him Jesus.
Jesus means savior in the human language.
That means savior in the human language. Aren't we just so smart? He looks awful small to be a savior.
Size isn't everything.
He looks cold.
That's another problem with humans. Not enough fur.
They're wrapping him in swaddling clothes.
Oh, don't put him there. I have to eat out of that manger.
He's just a baby goat.
Yeah, leave him alone.
I don't mind letting him use the manger.
Well, what a bunch of softies. Well, he better be out before breakfast. That's all I could say.
What's that?
It looks like a star.
But it's so bright.
What could it mean?
I'll tell you what it means. It means I'm not getting any sleep at all tonight.
Quiet, goat. Go wake the baby.
Bah!
He's so cute.
And well behaved. My first grade nonstop.
Just as I was finally falling asleep.
It looks like some shepherds.
Don't tell me. First humans and now sheep.
There's only one, and it seems to be hurt. Oh, dear.
Hello there.
Hello.
Quiet. Animals sleeping here.
Don't mind him. What's going on?
It's the most amazing story.
And I suppose you're going to tell it.
I'd be delighted.
That's what I was afraid of.
Please go on, Chief. The rest of us are interested.
Well, we were sleeping in the hills, like we do every night. The shepherds were gathered around their fire talking. They let me sit with them because I hurt my leg. It was the silliest thing. I was trying to reach a bush across this tiny little crevice.
Get to the point.
All right. Where was I?
Sitting around the campfire.
Yes. We were sitting around the campfire when there was a blinding light in the sky. It was an angel. It was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. Even more beautiful than the lake over the mountains at sunset. Just saying a lot because...
The point, sheep.
Right. The angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger."
Hey, like Jesus!
Duh.
Wait, I'm not done yet. Then a whole bunch of angels appeared, and they all were singing. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Peace among humans? Not likely.
Quiet, go. What happened next?
Yeah, what happened next?
The shepherds ran all the way here. One of them carried me because they didn't want to leave me alone because of my leg.
Do you realize what this means?
I'm going to be very tired tomorrow.
No, it means this is a holy child.
Holy! Now that that's over, maybe I can finally get some sleep.
Wow, my people have a holy baby.
He does seem to have a kind of aura about him.
whole life before him. Imagine all the possibilities, all the things he might do. I bet he changes the world.
Yeah.
You know, I think this human child is very special. I wonder if any of the boneheaded humans will realize it one day.
Quiet, girl. It's time to sleep.
Silent night.
Good job, everybody. Thank you. That was so wonderful.